This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. and Iraqi government troops moved deeper into the insurgent stronghold of Ramadi today. In an overnight operation, they pushed into the eastern part of the city, an area previously under insurgent control. Troops went house to house, and an AC-130 gunship was called in to fire on a gang of suspected insurgents. Since U.S. forces captured the nearby town of Fallujah in November 2004, Ramadi has been the main base of the insurgency. It is a place where Americans face mortar attacks and roadside bombs almost every day. U.S. commanders say the current operation is part of a plan to bring the city under control and give Iraqi security forces a foothold. NPR's Philip Reeves was embedded with U.S. troops for today's operation, and he sent this report.
This is how Captain Joe Claiborne prepares for the battlefield. He says listening to Scottish bagpipe music on his laptop puts him in the right frame of mind. Claiborne's commander of an American infantry company. He's getting ready to lead his men into one of the most violent neighborhoods of one of the most violent cities in Iraq.
The operation tonight is to get in there and clear the area of these insurgents, and then we're going to bring in some engineers and build up a permanent position to let the Iraqis man it right dead in the heart of the Malab district and really deny the enemy the ability to have this key terrain and to be able to have freedom of maneuver on the battlefield.
As they await the go-ahead, his men, members of Charlie Company, 1st Battalion of the 506 Infantry Regiment, sound cheerful. But you can sense the tension, even among veterans like this sergeant.
Myself personally, I give a prayer to God and make sure all my guys are informed on everything. We rehearse and we go.
Religious man?
Yes.
Does that help you a lot?
Yes, it does. Tremendously.
A frightened-looking Iraqi translator tries to ease his nerves by singing to himself. He's a Shiite from the south, about to go into a city at the heart of the Sunni Arab insurgency. The U.S. military has some good English-speaking translators, but not enough.
Frightening. What mean frightening?
Frightening means afraid.
Afraid? Afraid, what mean afraid?
Means...
Freedom mean?
No.
Soon, in the dead of night, Captain Claiborne's soldiers are on the ground inside eastern Ramadi. The streets are deserted. U.S. forces had earlier seized control of a mosque, which they say was under insurgent control. Claiborne and his men begin raiding a house nearby. They find an Iraqi man inside.
This is the reason why we're here, okay? We're here for his safety and his security. We're looking for Ali Baba in this area. Okay, does he have any information to give us? No idea? Okay, what about the IEDs? Does he know where any of the IEDs are inside this area?
The Iraqi claims to be a fisherman. His family watch on fearfully. Such operations are routine for American soldiers on the front line in Iraq. It's a war which Claiborne suspects Americans back home cannot imagine.
I don't think that they could even fathom what it's like to be mortared for 3 days straight on a camp. I don't think they can realize the scope and the magnitude of operations that go on a daily basis here in Ramadi. You know, we kind of laugh at the fact that, you know, the big news for Fox News or the news agency is the fact that a roadside bomb went off in Baghdad somewhere, whereas we get seven to go off here in one day, or we kill, 40 insurgents in one day, and it doesn't even make the news.
Whoa. Building 8 zone, or building 5 zone 8, found a cell phone.
Detain them.
Hey, Gunfighter 2-6, it's Gunfighter 6 over here.
Yeah, there ain't no cell phone towers around here.
Hey, 2-6, 2-7, is it?
Claiborne has his first detainee. Cell phones can be used to detonate roadside bombs, or IEDs, one of the greatest threats to his soldiers.
The lesson that you see right now is that we lost 5 soldiers to IEDs on this road that we're on right now. And because of that, you see how much protection we have right now trying to clear those IEDs and trying to clear the people who are responsible for those.
Those are not Charlie Company's only losses.
20% of my company right now is eligible for the Purple Heart, which means that I've had 20% of my company wounded in combat.
The insurgents have prepared a welcome for the American and Iraqi forces pressing into eastern Ramadi by laying numerous roadside bombs. U.S. forces disabled some, but commanders back at base suspect there are some undetected bombs at a nearby traffic circle.
Hey guys, get inside a building or something.
They're going to try another tactic, so Claiborne alerts his soldiers.
Get all your men inside the building and hold your position. The AC-130 gunship is going to place effective fires on the traffic circle. Get everybody inside the building. Time now.
The AC-130 gunship is circling overhead in the darkness, some 10,000 feet over the city. It fires down, trying to disable the IEDs. A few minutes later, some Iraqi men are spotted.
We got 6 or 8 individuals on the deck running west from the mosque.
We have what?
6 or 8 MAMs on the deck running west from the mosque.
The U.S. forces call these MAMs, military-aged men who are considered likely insurgents.
Keep going.
The AC-130 is called into action again. But Claiborne is still keen to establish where the Iraqis are.
6 to 8 MAMs moving west. I'm not sure if that's the coordinates.
Okay, but that is well west of our position, correct? What, give me the grid again, 43?
434-988.
Yes, yeah, it's west of us.
Pretty west of us.
All right, hey, put out that the Spectre is going to shoot up 6 MAMs.
Shortly afterwards, Claiborne and his men hear the AC-130 strike.
It's a 3-room house.
Well, the
they are f***ing up some dudes right now. There was, as soon as we started prepping over there, 6 to 8 dudes ran out from one of the mosques up in the north across Easy Street, and they're f***ing lighting them up right now.
That'll be them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Claiborne and his men set off again, this time to take control of a house to use as a base.
Go in.
This is only the first day of the operation. So far, the insurgents haven't reacted, but Claiborne doesn't expect them to stay quiet for long. He says this war is like that, a war on determined insurgents in difficult terrain.
When we first thought we were coming to Iraq, we did not think we were coming to a place like this. We thought we were going to a place that was a little bit more secure. And here we are fighting from house to house in Ramadi. So I think that the training that we did is saving lives right now on the streets. And I couldn't be more prouder of these men. So, you know, you ask me about what I feel. I feel humble and I feel a lot of pride.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Ramadi.